This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. New Trump administration rules are taking effect today that might make it more difficult for some immigrants to become American citizens. AP's Sagar Magani explains.
Federal law already requires immigrants seeking green cards and legal status to prove they will not be a burden to the nation. The new rules kicking in today detail just what could disqualify them. They could deny green cards to those who use Medicaid, food stamps, or other forms of public assistance. Citizenship and immigration officers will weigh those factors along with things like education and income in deciding who gets legal status. It's one of the administration's most aggressive efforts to restrict legal immigration, and as part of a push to focus on immigrant skills. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Trump administration officials are defending last week's mass immigration raids in Mississippi, including emotional footage of a girl pleading with authorities to let her father go. Acting Customs and Border Protection Commissioner Mark Morgan acknowledged that video of the 11-year-old sobbing was emotional, but says the girl was quickly reunited with her mother. In response, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said she is against the policy of breaking up immigrant families.
For them to invade a workplace, divide families, just really undermines the character of America. What the motivation for it is, I'll leave it to others to decide.
A key U.S. lawmaker is warning China against harsh reprisals on pro-democracy protesters in Hong Kong, thousands of whom occupied the territory's international airport on Monday, forcing the cancellation of all flights. Senate Republican Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said on Twitter, "The people of Hong Kong are bravely standing up to the Chinese Communist Party as Beijing tries to encroach on their autonomy and freedom." From Washington, this is VOA News. The suspect in Norway's mosque shooting has appeared in court, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The head of Norway's domestic security agency says officials had received a vague tip a year ago about the suspected gunman in Saturday's Oslo mosque shooting, but it was not sufficient to act on as there weren't any concrete plans of attack. Consequently, the official says he didn't see any reason to change the overall threat assessment for Norway. The suspect, Philip Manshaus, is accused of an attempted terrorist attack on the mosque and separately killing his teenage stepsister. In court, he looked bruised and scratched, but smiling. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. authorities said Monday that a friend of the Dayton, Ohio gunman who killed nine people in a 30-second burst of mayhem bought body armor, a gun accessory, and a 100-round magazine earlier this year. Prosecutors in the Midwest city said that Ethan Colley told authorities he bought the items for the shooter, Connor Betts, and kept them at his apartment so the shooter's parents would not find the gear. Gun owners in New Zealand turned in more than 10,000 firearms in a buyback program established after the country's worst mass shooting in modern history. New Zealand banned most automatic and semi-automatic weapons after a gunman shot and killed 51 people and wounded scores more at two Christchurch mosques in March. The buyback program will continue until December 20th. Rescue operations continue in four Indian states where monsoon floods have killed nearly 200 people and forced more than 1 million from their homes. The western and southern states of Kerala, Karnataka, Gujarat, and Maharashtra have been inundated by heavy rains and flooded rivers. The southern state of Kerala, a tourist haven known for its beaches and resorts, has been the worst hit region. The death toll there reached 76 on Monday, while 116 deaths were reported combined in the other three states. Authorities warn the death toll will rise as crews searching flooding debris and collapsed building. Russia held a memorial service on Monday for five scientists killed in a mysterious explosion last week off the coast of northern Russia. U.S.-based nuclear experts say they suspect the explosion occurred during the testing of a nuclear-powered cruise missile. U.S. President Donald Trump wants to see a successful British exit from the European Union. National Security Advisor John Bolton told British officials today that Washington will support the move with the U.S.-Britain Free Trade Agreement. And South Korea says it's removing Japan from a list of trusted trade partners to a new category that brings more restrictions on exports of sensitive goods. It's a latest in a back and forth between the two countries, which has included Japan dropping South Korea from a similar list. This is VOA News.